Thanks for tuning in to this week's Community Spotlight. This week, we are spotlighting Stitch Ministries, or South Texas Children's Home. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Sure.
Okay.
My name is Maxie Beyer, and I'm with Stitch Ministries. I'm the Director of Communications, and I've been with the organization for 2 years.
Okay, and Stitch is, for the ones that might not know, is South Texas Children's Home. So you do the communications there. Can you tell us a little bit, what is the South Texas Children's Home Ministries?
Stitch Ministries is a faith-based nonprofit organization that has been serving children and families since 1952. We are currently the largest Baptist-affiliated children's home in the United States, but we're not just a children's home. Along with our Homes for Children ministry, we have added Homes for Families, Family Counseling, Jobs for Life, and International Ministry. Our office locations and campuses are all over South Texas, from Corpus Christi up to San Antonio. And we are currently branching out into the Houston area.
Okay, I know like the big one here is the one in Beeville, right?
Right.
Okay, and then you have like, I guess, the office over here on Staples?
Right, we have a Family Counseling and International Ministry office on Staples.
Okay, so that's where the counseling is.
Yes.
Okay, well, can you maybe kind of go a little bit more in depth about what these programs are?
Sure. Our Homes for Children ministry is where we provide a loving family environment for children in our care just outside Beeville. The children live in a cottage with other kids and their house parents who tend to their daily and spiritual needs. We have on-site caseworkers and licensed therapists. The children attend public school, church services, and have the opportunity to be involved with church and school activities like any other child. Children are placed privately, and some are placed by the state, although we do not accept state or federal funding. We are completely privately funded. Parents and guardians maintain custody of their children while they're in our care. Our Homes for Families ministry provides a safe and loving home environment for mothers and their children on a ranch outside of Goliad, providing a safe haven for families who are in crisis. The women who come to call this ranch home are escaping situations that are dire to the health of their families, such as homelessness, domestic violence, and substance dependence issues. We provide counseling services, Bible classes, computer classes, job preparation skills, and encouragement for life in the real world. We help these women grow in their faith and in their independence.
Oh, wow. So like women that, you know, might have an abusive partner, they call you and y'all get them set up in these homes?
Correct. They have cottages just like we at our Homes for Children campus.
That's really great.
And it allows them to stay together, which is really wonderful. If we can keep them together, we try to do that first.
Okay. And then the kids that stay at the cottages with the house parents, they're the ones, they're like in foster care?
It's not foster care because the parents maintain custody of their children. But those children are in situations where they can't remain at home. Either they're deferred placements, which means the Child Protective Services are on the radar of the parents, but they choose to allow the parents to have the opportunity to have them come to and stay with us before they are actually taken from the parents.
Okay, so it's kind of like a temporary, like, we're going to help you out before it gets really bad or something.
Right, or parents place them privately due to situations going on in their lives where maybe they can't take care of their children at that time,
mm-hmm.
or grandparents who are raising grandchildren and can't, help them, can't take care of their needs or, you know, monetarily or physically, they'll place them there. But when mothers come to our organization and they want to be with their kids and we feel that it's best to keep them together,
mm-hmm.
we take them to our Homes for Families campus where they can stay with their children and grow as individuals, grow as mothers, you know, spiritually, and get education, things like that.
That's great. I know I see on here also that you have sort of like job training program, right?
Yes, we have our Jobs for Life program. It's a 12-week long program at our location here in Corpus Christi, and it helps prepare women for the workforce. But it is so much more than that. Women build their self-esteem while taking classes to help them prepare for interviews and for jobs, as well as learn about themselves and how unique and special they are in Christ.
That's really great. And speaking of the Jobs for Life and how you kind of teach them that, you also have a counseling center, right?
Yes. Our Family Counseling ministry is our fastest growing ministry, but it's also the most pivotal. It is it is the one ministry that reaches through to all of our ministries. They all intersect in some ways. We mm-hmm. have children who've come to counseling who end up at our Homes for Children campus. But it's just amazing how it all kind of intersects. We offer professional licensed therapists who provide Christian-based counseling services. Our offices are set up to offer play therapy that allow therapists to observe children in natural play and express the emotional trauma they may be experiencing without adding to the stress. Our therapists provide family, marriage, and individual counseling services. We currently have offices located in Beeville, Corpus Christi, Gonzales, Rockport, San Antonio, Stockdale, and Victoria.
Wow, that's a lot of offices.
Yes.
So if someone was interested in counseling, let's say just an individual or something, can anyone go to these counseling services, or how does that work? Can you tell me more about that?
Absolutely. All they have to do is contact. We have two main numbers, the one for Victoria and the one for Corpus, which is located on our website. And they just call and make an appointment. And we have our therapists are professional and licensed, so they are able to meet the needs of the clients. And if there's something specific that a couple or an individual or family is dealing with, the therapists are real quick to get someone else involved as far as another therapist in the office that might be able to meet the needs better.
Okay. I mean, these are just, I know there's a difference between psychiatrists and psychologists. One can prescribe medicine. Do y'all do that or no?
No.
Okay. And then do y'all like take insurance or is it free? How does that work?
Well, all of our services are provided by donations. So we do offer our services at no cost. We just, we do accept donations though.
Okay. So, I mean, if you're not like obviously super well off financially, but you really need the counseling, you're going to help people that need it.
Absolutely. We are dedicated to building healthy families any way that we can. And so we love to help people and then get to hear their stories later on how they were impacted by our ministry. So we're definitely there to help.
Oh, that's great. That's really wonderful.
Thank you.
Makes me want to cry. And I guess you also have on here that there's an international ministry. I can't wait to hear what this one does.
Yes, it's very exciting. I've been to the Dominican Republic a few times already with our international ministry. It, like I said, it's located in the Dominican Republic, and our office for this ministry is located here in Corpus Christi. We partner with churches and schools and orphanages that are already on the right path and complement our mission. We come alongside them to help them, not to take over, which makes our ministry very unique. So we don't want to help until it hurts, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We take teams on week-long mission trips throughout the year. They provide Bible classes, sewing classes, teacher training, construction projects, and that can be from school desks to rebuilding actual schools. And the list goes on and on. We have Dominicans on staff, which allows our ministry to continue after teams leave.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's great. This allows us to truly know what the need is and then to help fill it. We have new teams going all the time and teams of dedicated groups who have served every year since we began this part of our ministry almost 10 years ago.
Wow. So some of your staff goes and did some of the kids get to go too, or who goes to these trips?
Yes. Our president and CEO, Aaron Green, is very encouraging for all of us as staff to, if you work in one area of the ministry, to visit the other areas, which includes the Dominican Republic. Because of what I do as far as sharing the testimonies and the stories behind the impact that is being made through Stitch Ministries, I get to go at least once a year, which is so amazing. This summer, I got to go with some of our kids from the Homes for Children ministry, which was amazing. And I went with one young lady named Delia. She's from here in Corpus Christi. And we had the most exciting time. The kids shared their testimonies. They got to help with construction projects, got to help bake goods for a fundraiser for one of the churches that had just opened its doors. And it's just an amazing thing to be able to go, not only to see what others are, another culture, but to see their faith mm-hmm. in God. They just believe that God will provide, and that if he doesn't, it's because they didn't need it. they're just extremely strong in their faith. So it's wonderful to come and work alongside them and get to experience that. It just makes you so much more grateful for what you have when you come home.
Well, I'm sure it has to be very humbling, especially for the kids and everything too involved. I mean, nothing's ever as bad as it might seem. God's always there.
Exactly, exactly. And the one young lady who went with me, she shared her testimony, and after she was done, of course, they all speak Spanish there, and then we had translators, but so she had someone translating her testimony, and after it was all over, several children raised their hands and wanted to know the names of her family members. And so she told them, and they said, well, we're going to pray for your family, for you and your family, which just really, you know, touched her heart. She's like, they don't even know me, much less my family. And so it was very sincere, and it was extremely sweet.
Oh, so a lot of friends are made doing this for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's great. I know you have some events coming up. Can you tell our listeners about those?
Yes. We have our Stitch Ministries Ladies for the Least event on Saturday, April 16th. And this is an amazing opportunity for ladies to come out to our beautiful booth campus where our ministry began 64 years ago. We're going to have time of fellowship, worship, lunch, and cottage tours. It's amazing. I myself jumped at the chance to become a member. I believe in our purpose. I believe in our mission. And so I myself am a member. And to learn more, you can visit our website. We also have another event coming up. It's called Ignite Your Relationship, and it's right here in Corpus Christi on Friday, April 22nd. Our family counseling ministry has planned an exciting event in the evening at the Omni Corpus Christi Hotel, and we're going to have dinner, a jazz group, comedian Ron McGehee, as well as Justin and Trisha Davis as our special guests. And it's the perfect opportunity for a night out. It's only $30 to join us.
That's for a couple.
Per couple, yes.
Okay, how do people sign up for that?
So they're just going to need to go to our website. It is www.stchm.org, where you can find us on Facebook, or feel free to call 361-375-2417.
That's great. And then, let's see. Well, can you tell our listeners how they can maybe help, or if they want to maybe send some donations or something, how can they go about that?
Absolutely. We are always accepting donations. Since we are a privately funded organization, we are always taking donations, whether that is gently used clothing, gently used toys. We also take canned goods, food items. We keep our commissary stocked if we can to feed the children on our campus, but also for our Goliad campus. And we take donations to the Dominican Republic. We also have a bling boutique at the Jobs for Life campus for gently used professional clothing for the women once they graduate. So if you're interested in making any sort of donation, especially monetary donations, you just visit our website, and everything is located on there. I've made sure that we have every question answered on our website. We also have a Facebook page, so look us up on Facebook.
Okay, and for some people that might be a little more old-fashioned and they just want to send you a check in the mail, can you give them your address?
Sure. It is P.O. Box 759, Beeville, Texas, 78104. Yes, 78104.
Okay, sounds good. I know I can never remember which zip code I'm in either. So, all right. Well, thank you so much for coming, Maxie, and telling our listeners more about the South Texas Children's Home. It's an incredible ministry. So, thank you so much for coming.
Yes, thank you for having me.